folks. You've got it tuned in to the How Do You Do Review radio program right here on CKUW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg on Bell MTS Channel 713 here in Churchill. And you're also listening on CHMR 93.5 FM in St. John's, Newfoundland, and on CJAM 99.1 FM in Windsor, Detroit. My name is Joe Stover. Thank you so much for tuning in. Has it really been 4 weeks? I was in Winnipeg and Southern Ontario for the last 3 weeks and thought I would be able to do some shows while I was on the road, but just didn't work out that way. But I hope you enjoyed some of the classic episodes from a few years back. The baseball episode is definitely a favorite of mine. Anyway, the trip was great. I got to see some family, some friends, and of course, the total solar eclipse on April 8th. Unreal. I'm sure I'll end up gabbing about that today, but we're going to start off with a band that I got to see a couple weeks ago after almost 15 years without seeing them. Winnipeg's own Novalero, right here on the How Do You Do Review.
It's been a long, long time since I found this place at all. I'm feeling it used to be fun in a novel kind of way. The novelty's gone, but the habits remain. And now it feels like I'm blending into these surroundings. I'm watching the newly crowned kings of the scene. They're living a life out of men's magazines. And I just sit here minding my morally deficient business.
Stumble on, blindly stumble on.
just prepare us for the fall. And there's no need to feel ashamed of never really knowing why we do the things we do. So brush it off, brush it off, try to just brush it off. Brush it off, try to just brush it off. You know the heathens have a way of sounding overblown. You know regret the first mistake and somehow try to twist your heart out. Closes, ceases to speak. is time. A doubter for the ages, prone to repeat the endless wars he fights.
Winnipeg, Manitoba, that was the Telepathic Butterflies with Above It All, which came from last year's record Plan B, the first one they put out in like 14 years or something. Killer Tune, a super catchy rock and roll record, and they were on the double bill with Novalero at the Times Changed High and Lonesome Club at 234 Main Street in downtown Winnipeg back on April 12th. Man, it was sure good to see them both. Speaking of Novalero, we heard two from them to start the show. But we'll go in preceding order. We heard Stumble On from their first record released in 2001 called The Brindleford Follies. And to kick it all off was one from their second album. The record is Aim Right for the Holes in Their Lives. And the song is called Morally Deficient Business. The Times was absolutely packed for that show. And it finished up around 1 a.m. or so, which is fine and all when you don't have a hockey game in the morning. Yes, the Churchill Treeliners were in the big city for the Manitoba Cup. We made it as far as the Division 7 Finals against the Brandon Lightning. We played them that Friday night, actually, and beat them 8-4. So we were confident going into Sunday's final against them. They beat us 8-1. No, that's hockey, baby. We're already looking forward to next year, but there was a few of the Treeliners who went down for a tournament the next weekend to Fort Lauderdale, Florida, for our first international entry. The boys locked up a bronze medal down there, so congratulations to them. Did I mention I got to see the total eclipse of the sun a few weeks ago? Because I sure did. An absolutely amazing experience, and I still struggle to find the words to describe how cool it was. The Path of Totality in Canada started just a 30-minute drive south of Windsor, Ontario, which is quite convenient, as that's where most of my family is from, and where some of you are listening right now. Hello, Windsor. Anyway, my grandma and uncle and myself got into the car Monday morning and drove maybe 45 minutes to this little beach just south of a town called Wheatley on the north shore of Lake Erie. The parking lot we found had one car already there, so we figured it was good. Yes, there were no trespassing signs, but I don't think the fishing plant minded it one bit. It ended up getting pretty crowded there about an hour before the moon started biting into the sun, which was about 1:58 p.m., and it took about an hour and 15 minutes for the sun to be completely blocked, We had totality for 2 minutes and 21 seconds at our location, and it was otherworldly. It was dark, but not dark. And when it was bright, it wasn't bright. And to be able to take off your eclipse glasses during totality and look at this black hole in the sky, to see the prominences coming off the sun's corona, looking at the horizon and seeing 360 degrees of sunrise and sunset, and stars and planets. And this was something I did not expect. I knew the temperature would probably drop a little bit, but it was about plus 23 before the eclipse started. And after totality was done and we got to see the diamond ring effect, was that ever cool? But yeah, speaking of cool, it went down to about 5 degrees outside. We could see our breath was just freezing, and we had to blast the heat on in the car until the temperature crept back up into the low 20s. Just an overall incredible experience, and as far as nature goes, the most incredible thing I've ever seen by far. And I got to see it with my uncle and my 93-year-old grandmother, and that is something I'll always remember. From DanceMix 95, here's Nikki French.
Yeah. Downtown Underground, this is CKUW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg.
To say tomorrow, bore their pain and drown their sorrow. Unknown legends, everyone, but they left their shadows, left their shadows in the sun. Surnames few, but Christian many, shining boys and girls aplenty, strong and old and weak and young. And they left their shadows, left their shadows in the sun. Their love will meet no other, saw their face and sister, brother. Memories rich and memories poor, and they left their shadows, left their shadows in the sun. Were they here, were they never? Bore their pain and went together down the highway, everyone, more than any man, more than men should endure.
Thank you. direction. If you think you need inspiration, go out the map and mark it with a pin. I will follow every direction. Just lace up your shoes while I'm fetching a sleeping bag, a tent, and while the summer's passing by, all I need is somewhere I feel the grass beneath my feet, a walk on sand, a fire I can warm my hands. My joy will be complete. I'm never short of new inspiration. Roll out the map and mark it with a gin. Make my plans to conquer the country. I'm waiting for you to get out of your situation with your job and with your life. All I need is somewhere I beneath my feet, a walk on sand, a fire I can warm my hands. My joy will be complete. Another summer's passing by, all I need is somewhere I feel the grass beneath my feet, a walk on sand, a fire I can warm my hands. My joy will be.
From their 2003 album Dear Catastrophe Waitress, that was Belle and Sebastian with Asleep on a Sunbeam. We also heard from the project of Good, Pinsent, and Keylor, that of course being Travis Good, Gord Pinsent, and Greg Keylor, and the tune Shadows in the Sun from their record Down and Out in Up Along, which they released in 2012. Marbles before them. Marbles being one of the solo projects of Apples and Stereo frontman Robert Schneider. The song was Hello Sun from his record Expo, which came out in 2005. And to start our set, which you may have guessed was inspired by early April's total solar eclipse, from the compilation album that 90s kids will all know, especially Canadian ones, Dance Mix 95. And that was Total Eclipse of the Heart by Nikki French. You are listening to the How Do You Do review here on CKUW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg, CHMR 93.5 FM in St. John's, and CJAM 99.1 FM in Windsor, Detroit. My name is Joe Stover. Speaking of Detroit, I was able to get to my first Tigers games in some time, and by some time, I mean 11 years. I can't believe it had been that long since I'd been down to Comerica Park in downtown Detroit. They were on a bit of a roll, the Tigers, that is. And the two games I got to see were the Oakland Athletics, who are playing their last season in Oakland, California, as they are heading to Sacramento for a few years before finally heading to Las Vegas. Anyway, the A's hadn't been playing well, so I was sure I'd at least get to see some offense. I saw nothing. They were shut out the first game, and the second game, the Tigers managed to score one run. That might have frustrated me if I'd watched it on TV or listened to the great Dan Dickerson call the game over there on 97.1, but I was just happy, so happy, and very content to get to a ball game in Detroit again. Now, don't get me wrong, I love going to see the Winnipeg Goldeyes play, but it was just a real treat to see a major league game in the D again after so much time. I did miss Miguel Cabrera by a season, though, so I gotta play one for him. This one's for you, Miggy.
On the day that he turned 25, he was known as the very best hitter alive. Florida couldn't afford this guy, so they sent him to Detroit saying bye, bye, bye. Miguel Cabrera, Miguel Cabrera. retires. If you say he's not great, you know you're a liar, and you're probably just jealous of the Detroit Tigers. Miguel Cabrera, Miguel Cabrera, Miguel, 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 Miguel Cabrera, Miguel Cabrera, Miguel Cabrera, Miguel, 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 Miguel Cabrera. Well, he'll play center field, he'll play first or third base. He just wants to play, you can see it on his face. He's gonna take the Tigers all the way to first place, the first stop on their World Series chase. Miguel Cabrera, Miguel Cabrera, Miguel, 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 Miguel Cabrera, Miguel Cabrera, Miguel Cabrera, Miguel, 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 Miguel Cabrera. Don't you go saying that Miguel's not great, cause if you do, you know you're a liar, and you're probably just jealous of Miguel Cabrera and his Detroit Tigers. Go Miguel, go.
Here is the story of the Oakland A's. Here's the legacy of Charlie Finley and his slaves. They came from Philadelphia and Kansas City too. California gold, Kelly green, wedding gown white and Vita blue. The A's, the A's, the Oakland A's. Ain't no finer way to waste your days. In the early 70s, the A's, they ruled the land. Reggie, Rudy, Catfish, Dick Williams, and Sabando. Then a few years later, Billy Ball came around. It lasted until they ran Billy out of town. Now in the new millennium, Moneyball rules the roost. How being smart with numbers gives poor teams a boost. Tejada and his buddies gave Jeter a highlight reel. They come this close and just fall short, that seems to be their deal. The A's, the A's, the Oakland A's. Ain't no finer way to waste your days. They still play in that stadium where no one else would play. Hot dogs, beer, and Cracker Jack, they call it a day. Some would call that ballpark a freaking mausoleum. But that's no graveyard, mister, that's the Oakland Coliseum. This then is the story of the Oakland A's. Gene Tennis, Ricky Henderson, Charlie Finley, and his slaves. They come from Philadelphia and Kansas City too. California gold, Kelly green, wedding gown white and Vita blue. The A's, the A's, the Oakland A's. Ain't no finer ways to waste your days. Thank you.
a little bit of baseball there. That was the baseball theme from our patron saint here at the How Do You Do Review, Vince Guaraldi and his trio from their 1964 album, A Boy Named Charlie Brown. Before them was another fellow who likes his baseball an awful lot, Dan Byrne, with one from Rivalry, which came out in 2020. The song was about those baseball-playing Athletics of Oakland that I got to see a few weeks ago. The tune is called The A's. And to start that set was the dude from Moturn Media, this time under the alias of the Detroit Sports Band. It's called Miguel Cabrera and was from the 2009 record Tigers, Pistons, and Lions. Oh my. minus the oh my. I added that myself. All with very short and specific songs about Detroit sports. I believe there is a sequel to that record out there somewhere. Someday, perhaps, it will land on this program for one reason or another. It is now time for the Croaky Crooner, who is back with us after our three-week break, and he's got a song on deck from one of his heroes, the Boss. Here he is.
Saturday morning sing with the Croaky Crooner. Got the new shirt. Can't stand up any further than that. Might violate some Facebook rules. I'm going to do a little Bruce today. Should be able to fingerstyle pick and play the harmonica to do this song justice, but it's a Croaky Crooner version. There's a place out on the edge of town, sir, rising above the factories and the fields. Now ever since I was a child, I can't. Oh, that mansion on the hill. In the day you can see the children play on the road that leads to these gates of hardened steel. Yeah, steel gates that completely surround, sir, that mansion on the hill. At night, my daddy'd take me and we'd ride through the street of a town so silent and still. Yeah, we'd park on a back road along the highway side and just look up at that mansion on the hill. Now in the summer, all the lights, they would shine. Yeah, there'd be music playing, people laughing all the time. And me and my sister, Joss, we'd ride out into the tall cornfields and sit and listen. Oh, tonight, down here in Linden Town, I watch the cars rushing by, home from the mill. Yeah, has a beautiful full moon rising above the mansion on the hill. Yeah, above the mansion on the hill. Have a good Saturday, everybody.
This is the place you end up when you lose the chase, where you're dragged against your will from a basement on the hill. And all anybody knows is you're not like them, and they kick you in the head and send you back to bed. Isolation pulled you past a tunnel to a bright world where you can make a place to stay. But everybody's scared of this place and staying away. Your little house on memory lane. The mayor's name is Fear. His force patrols the pier from a mountain of cliché that advances every day. The doctor spoke a cloud, he rained out loud. You'll keep your doors and windows shut and swear you'll never show a soul again. But isolation pushes you till every muscle aches down the only road it ever takes. But everybody's scared of this place and staying away. Your little house on memory lane. If it's your decision to be open about yourself, be careful or else, be careful or else. I'm comfortable apart, it's all written on my chart, and I take what's given me most cooperatively. I do what people say and lie in bed all day, absolutely horrified. I hope you're satisfied. Isolation pushes past self-hatred, guilt, and shame to a place where suffering is just a game. But everybody's scared of this place and staying away. Your little house on memory lane. Your little house on memory lane.
She left a week to roam, your protector's coming home. Keep your secrets with you, girl, safe from the outside world. You walk along the stream, your head caught in a waking dream. Your protector's coming home, coming home. As you lay to die beside me, baby, on the morning that you came, would you wait for me? The other one would wait for me. As you lay to die beside me, baby, on the morning
morning, cause if nobody's dying, then everyone's lying to her. Well, the crowd wants familiar, they all wanna kill her, but she ain't got no gun in her purse. And the bastard child is relentless. You see what he wants you to see. Well, I take all her sorrow and borrow it gladly away. Well, the minister's fading for the cup that he's holding is spilling all over the floor. And the maid he's been keeping spends all her time weeping, cause she can't clean him up anymore. And the crosses he'd hung are all tarnished, and the pews in the church need a varnish, and the maid's salted cheeks are her plea. Well, I take all her sorrow and borrow it gladly away. Businessman's pining for this plan he's divining is surely to make him a mint. But his wife's awful lonely and knows that the only thing he'd ever care for gets spent. And the oil drum alleys are burning as the once naive ladies are learning. And the wife in her house coat is yearning. He'll never be what she wants him to be. Well, I take all her sorrow and borrow it gladly away. Well, the fisherman's mangled, his nets are all tangled, and the wind's from the north bite his neck. Well, he wears his scars badly and wishes for, sadly, some sweet country girl to protect. And he'd offer her gladly the moon, and he'd buy her a silver balloon, and he'd tell her how he used to croon in some old San Francisco saloon. On say he'd be coming home soon with the biggest damn fish in the sea. Will I take all his sorrow and borrow it gladly away? Is bitter, her tiara don't fit her, and the rings on her fingers are brass. See, the king was a gambler and a Cape Breton rambler who done give up his fortune too fast. But the castle gets cold in the fall, even with seven blankets and all. Well, she needs her mule in the stall, but she can't get one over the wall. Well, if only she'd someone to call. Well, she'd fix herself up like a doll. But a princess who's poor isn't free. Well, I'd take all her sorrow and borrow it gladly away. All her sorrow and borrow it gladly away. Yeah.
We started off there with the Croaky Crooner and his version of Bruce Springsteen's Mansion on a Hill. Thank you, Croaky. We are proud to be the radio home for his Saturday morning sing-song hashtag Can't Sing Don't Mean I Won't Sing. After that was Elliott Smith and Memory Lane from his 2004 album From a Basement on a Hill. Fleet Foxes after them with one from their 2008 self-titled record called Your Protector. And we just heard one from one of my favorite singer-songwriters from out in Toronto. That was Jack Marks with Borrow It Gladly Away. That's from his 2010 album called Lost Wages. Hey, we've run out of show. Thanks so much for listening this week, folks. It is sure good to be back on the air. The How Do You Do review is produced for and by CKUW 95.9 FM at the University of Winnipeg and was recorded this week in Churchill, Manitoba. The program is also heard on CHMR 93.5 FM in St. John's, Newfoundland and Labrador, and on CJM 99.1 FM in Windsor, Ontario, and Detroit, Michigan. I'm Joe Stover. Thanks again for tuning in, and we'll see you next week.